During the Navi Yeshayah, we're up to what's called the 43rd chapter, Mem Gimel, Pasuk Dalet. We're up to the chapters which are possibly the most beautiful chapters linguistically and as far as the trap in Tanakh. The content is beautiful content. So the Navi says to Am Yisrael, don't be scared. I've called you, I've chosen you, and I'm going to take care of you. I am your God. I am the one who saves you. And I've let other nations take the blow instead of you. If it was in Mitzrayim, where the Jewish people deserved Hashem's wrath, Hashem asked them to leave their pagan ways, and they refused. And then Hashem said, okay, I won't pour my anger at them. I'm still going to take them out of Egypt and let my anger go against the Egyptians. And this happened time and again in our history. The Navi describes in Pasuk Daled, Me asher yakarta veinai, nichbata vani avticha. Because you are so precious in my eyes, yakarta veinai, you are cherished in my eyes among the nations. That is why nichbata, that you find yourself honored. Vani avticha, and I love you. Veteinadam tachtecha, and I put people under you. Ul umim tachat nafshecha, and nations instead of your soul. So Rashi and the Targum and the Metsuda, they all interpret this pasuk as sometimes harmful things are on the way to here, and instead of happening to us, they end up happening to other people in our place. Instead of Mordechai getting hung, Haman gets hung.
Someone had to get hung?
That's a good question. It's a good question. I would suggest a different shot in what's going on here. I would suggest the Pasuk is referring to the Jewish tendency to float to the top. The Midrash says Jews are like oil. As much water as you try to pour on it, it floats to the top. Wherever the Jews go, as much as they've been exiled, they find themselves towards the top. Over and over again in Jewish history, we find ourselves floating to the top. That's what I would have explained the Pasuk. That the Pasuk is describing why nichbadta, why do you get honors? Why etein adam tachtecha? So Rashi and the Targum say etein adam tachtecha means in place of you. Others will bite the bullet. I would have thought, if not for Rashi and the Targum, that it means you find people subservient to you wherever you go. You end up floating to the top. Even in Babylon, we're in exile. Who are the top advisors to the king? Daniel and his three friends. This is a recurring theme. You come to Mitzrayim, Yosef's on top. Yosef, he was in prison. There was a law that no slave could go to the top. Yosef still finds himself on top. This is the recurring theme of Jewish history. That's what I would have thought, but again, I don't have support among the commentaries here. Yes.
Would you say that the trend of Jews floating to the top is along the lines of a law of nature, or it's more along the lines of Jewish willpower?
I don't know. I think there's also a certain talent that we cannot take credit for. You could say the Torah develops certain talents in us. Our education made it that we were literate among nations who were not. If you take the European era, where the lords, the different landlords, didn't know how to read. They didn't know how to do math. Get a Jew. I don't want to tell you what Trump said about that, right? Trump said, when I walk into my accounting office, I want to see short Jews with big glasses. What? He's what?
He said, raise your hand if you're not a businessman.
I think
didn't he say
you guys are also guys? Negotiators. But again, it depends who says something. It's a fine line between. Yeah. And also, as the Rav would say, individual Jews, because of our culture, has got to the top. But the masses, even though they may be better than the literary drunken peasant around, still live pretty desperate lives in Europe in the shtetl and this and that. It wasn't Fiddler on the Roof, it was dancing. You know, he didn't come to America stop. It was tough. But yes, I think, you had your ambassadors, and you had your Carbonells, and you had people who go to the top, and the average Jew is about 70, literate male anyway. And so compared to, and you could say it's something strange that Hashem, which of course why we were perfect victims. You had to be people that were basically powerful, powerless, but also around jealousy.
Pasuk A, Al tira ki itecha ani. Hashem says, fear not, I am with you. Mimizrach avizarecha, I will gather your children from the east. Umima'arav akavitzecha, and I will unite you, I will rejoin you, I will gather you from the west. From all sides, you're coming back. Omar latzafon teini, I will tell the northern side, give my children back. Ultiman al tichla'i, and I will talk to the southern side. Don't withhold my kids from me. Havi ivanai merachok, bring my sons from afar. Uvnotai mikzei haaretz, and my daughters from the edges of the land. I want my kids back. Kol anikra vishmi, kol hanikra vishmi. This is a pasuk that's quoted in the Gemara. Kol hanikra vishmi. It can mean all who are called in my name, all the tzaddikim who are nikra vishmi, they take on my name. V'lichvodi, and everything that was made in my honor. Yitzaltiv af asitiv, I formed it and I made it, says Hashem. So one interpretation is, I've taken care of the needs of the righteous, and even though you've had this period of exile, I've prepared your needs for redemption. This is all a process. You're on your way, you're on your way back. That's what the Chasam Sofer said. We view every war as an evolvement towards coming back to Israel, even a war that has nothing to do with the Jews. It's all propelling the world, setting up the stage so that we're going to get it back. So Hashem says, I have a plan, and everything is prepared for those who call in my name. Even though you see a whole world that seems to be functioning, it's all with a certain intention. It's headed a certain way. So that's one interpretation. So that's an interpretation that I don't know how people held on to. It's a recurring theme in Jewish history. We suffer, there are pogroms, people's wives and daughters are violated, people's children are killed, people lived through a lot of pain, and the Navi is telling them it's all in the right direction. And today, Baruch Hashem, we're back here. We lead different lives. But how did people hold on to this? They were supposed to. And the Navi was giving them the pep talk of the millenniums. This was going to hold them for millenniums, that we're headed in the right direction. The fact that people kept saying, oh, Mashiach's coming, that's because they were expecting this. Now, we're headed in the right direction. This is all part of a plan. We're headed somewhere. So today we say, okay, we've made it. But we look back and say, why did it have to take 2,000 years? And we don't have a good answer. We don't know. I'm saying the Jews...
You get a glimpse, maybe. Sometimes if you're not ready for it...
Well, why were we more ready this century than two centuries ago? So I'm saying, what's the difference? How are we more ready now than two centuries ago, five centuries ago, eight centuries ago?
That's right. You can't answer. I don't know. I mean, maybe less.
I'm saying so. So
said, wasn't that generation was the most righteous necessarily?
I have no idea. I'm saying the Navi's telling us, bear in mind, this is all part of a plan. I'm preparing it. So today we hope that we're seeing this plan come to play. Look, we're back. We have the land of Israel. We hope so. But that still doesn't, that doesn't give us all the answers. Hashem tells us this is a perspective.
It worked to some extent. I mean, we did hold on. I mean, there was a lot of drop-off. It wasn't all confusion.
Yeah. I don't know how. I'm saying it's phenomenal to my mind.
Can't you also say, like, that it has nothing to do with
I wouldn't say it's nothing to do with Allah. It's not so relevant the righteousness of the generation, because first of all, number one is there's like many, a huge amount of intermarriage and bolud in in America and all the world really. And that's number one. Number two is that the generation is all about the events that happen around them. So, for example, if there's certain events would cause affect certain outcomes. So the fact that there's a huge segment of the population which is learning full time, that is only because of the fact that Ben Gurion made this deal with Hazanish, et cetera, right? Which allowed him to be able to do that. He never did that. That would never have happened, right?
Yeah, and I still don't have answers. I have a perspective. Mm-hmm. I will take out a nation that is blind, even though they have eyes. I'm preparing to take them out. Even though the people have eyes, they don't see, but I will take care of them. And these people who are deaf, even though they do have ears. So Hashem says, I will take you out. One interpretation here is that it's talking about the past tense. I took you out of Mitzrayim, even though you were like blind. You didn't know how to go, where to go. Even though you were not prepared, you didn't know what you should be doing, I took care of you. By the same token, I will take care of you. Kol ha-goyim nikbitzu yachdav. All the nations have gathered. V'yasfu leumim. And the different nationalities all gather. Mi vahem yagid zot. V'rishonot yashmiyunu. Who can tell us what's coming? Many nations have said, different things are yet to come. When did they come true? So Hashem says, I'm telling you where you as a Jewish people are headed. You're headed back to Israel. Is there another nation that will be able to forecast their future the way I'm forecasting? Mi ve'em yagid zot, merishonot yashmiyunu, or who can tell you world history the way I'm telling you in the Torah? Yitnu eidehem v'yitzdaku. They will give over their testimony. They're going to say, I've heard the soothsayers say this or say that, but they don't really have testimony of what's going on, not the past nor the future. V'yishme'u v'yomeru emet. And when they hear what you're going to say, they're going to have to say that's true, because atem eidai ne'um Adonai, you are my witnesses that I pre-told Avraham Avinu his descendants would be exiled in Egypt, his descendants would undergo other exiles, and you are my witnesses that this is so. Ve'avdi asher bacharti, you are my witnesses, you are the testimony that I've chosen Yaakov as my servant. Leman teideu v'taminu li v'tavinu ki anihu. All of this, the fact that you underwent the Egyptian exile, the fact that you were foretold what would happen, all of the things you experienced are so that you will know. Leman teideu, you will know. V'taminu li v'tavinu. And you will also trust me. So you will understand that I am the one that runs the world. You work through a labyrinth of life. What's going on here? You don't know. But looking to the past and seeing Hashem run the world is supposed to give you the strength to say, He's running the show. I don't know, but I do know He's running the show. V'taminu li, trust me, I'm telling you, you're headed to a good place. V'tavinu, and understand, ki ani hu. I am He, lefanai lo notzar el, ve'acharai lo yieh. There is no potent being before me or after me. I run the show. So that's the concept we discussed last night, right? The idea that Hashem has no beginning and no end, and even though we don't know how that works, but we do know that it does. There's a difference between understanding how something works and knowing that something is so. I have no clue how my computer or my computer screen works. I do know that it works. There are a lot of things we don't understand how they work, but we do understand what they are. Hashem says, I run the world, and your experiences are to indicate to you that I'm the one that runs the world. That's what we've seen so far. Now, we're going to go on a tangent for a minute, because the pasuk over here is explained differently than how we read by the Gemara in Tractate Avodah Zarah, a famous Gemara. We should see the psukim aligned with the Gemara. So, yes, sir.
How is he able to say, like, now we can see that this is true, but how is he able to say this, like, you know, for 1,000 years ago?
The Navi is saying your past experience should indicate, which is from the time of Avraham Avinu, we were told we would be exiled. Meaning, we had a tradition going back to Avraham Avinu. We learn it from the Psukim, right? The Brit Ben Abtarim, the covenant. And then continuing through the prophecies of Az Yashir, that even though we consistently were told, you're going towards a golden era, but it is an era. It will end. You will be exiled.
Why is it like such a thing? I'm saying many nations are exiled.
But how many nations are on their way up, and they're given a prophecy that they will have these long, long downs? How many nations don't yet exist? Avraham Avinu was barren when Hashem tells him, you will have children, they will have exiles, they will suffer, the fourth generation will come back. There are components here that are unique to us, or to Hashem. Yes?
The idea of prophecy itself, I don't think is something, with a few exceptions, Bilam is not something that is in the history of other nations. And the other question is, even though we can see that there are things that happen that beyond rational force of nature, and we have a tradition that Hashem runs the world, it also allows us to make mistakes and to put things off course. I mean, you tell me that it's not every time somebody does something counter to Hashem's will, or nationally we go along with something counter to Hashem's will, that Hashem immediately corrects it on the spot. Does it? So there are many people out there who will tell you, you know, different degrees. Hashem runs the world. There are times we get people of faith say that he interferes, but there are times that he doesn't, and correction. So, you know, it's not that simple. I mean, there are people who, you know, it's not our traditional faith, we call deists, who say, you know, Hashem set the world in motion and let it go. So, you know, it's not so obvious. You say today it's more obvious than at the time of, you know, the Exodus, that Hashem is in charge. I don't think so. I think today many people just even see the return to Israel and everything will question that, how much Hashem is involved in running this world.
Here, see, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah.